So let's talk about the fear of the Lord this morning. And let's go to the Lord first in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for the Word of God, for each one who's gathered together. We pray this might be a very profitable time as we look into this important and vital truth in your Word. That is, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of knowledge. And it is vital and important, dear Lord, both in salvation and in our daily lives. And we'll thank you, dear Lord, for how you reveal this to us. And I just pray, dear Lord, it might find fertile ground within our hearts and minds and help us to examine ourselves in light of your Word, which, dear Lord, would show wisdom. We'll thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. The Bible uses the word fear 400 times, 308 in 385 verses. And so we can see from these verses and the number of times that the word is used, it is vital and is an important part of finding salvation and of understanding salvation and also living for the Lord. The man who does not have a fear of the Lord will not believe in him and thus not be saved. Now let me say that again. If a man does not fear God, he certainly will not believe in him, and thus he will not be saved. A professing Christian who does not fear God will not live a godly life. I think most of us understand that and can easily see that. So this thing of fearing God is important, and it has great ramifications within our lives, both to those who are